Pat's.
Like, right across the street from each other. One time I went to Pat's holding a Geno's soda mug, and they started yelling at me. I didn't realize that I'd make drifted into their area. Yeah.
Pat's and Geno's, cheesesteak.
I have reports for you from Philly on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Everybody, have a great weekend. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning once again, 6 a.m. We got a great weekend lineup of shows. I mean, we've got so much stuff happening here on the weekend at WRJN. But before all that, we've got Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum coming up next, and Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock tonight, Chris Morrow. So it doesn't stop coming here at WRJN. But right now, it's 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where President-elect Trump is expected to make an appearance remotely for sentencing by the judge in his hush money case, Juan Marchand. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is near transition headquarters in West Palm Beach.
Marchand has signaled he will not give Trump prison time or probation for the 34 felony counts in the case, but any sentence will formalize Trump's status as a felon just 10 days before his inauguration. Trump's legal team argued sentencing should be delayed because they said it would interfere with the presidential transition. But the Supreme Court order said the burden is relatively insubstantial as part of a brief virtual hearing.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over the fate of TikTok. Lawyers for its Chinese-owned company ByteDance will argue against a new law that calls for a ban on the app. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
This appeal is really a last-ditch effort by TikTok. The justices agreeing to step in. They're going to take a look at this federal law that requires the company to shut down in the U.S. if it's not sold to a non-Chinese company by January 19th.
Red flag weather alerts are still in effect in Southern California, where this week's horrific wildfires have now destroyed 10,000 homes and buildings and killed at least 10 people, among them Rita Cook's cousin, who died in Altadena.
Anthony was such a great guy. Businessman, family man. You can talk to Anthony about just about anything, and he was such a jewel. So this is going to be a great loss.
Firefighters have lost a firefighting plane. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti from Pacific Palisades.
Now there's a new threat. The FAA saying a super scooper was grounded after it hit a drone. The wing was damaged. The FBI is now assisting using what they're calling aerial armor to stop drones from taking off.
Hiring picked up in December. The Labor Department says employers added 256,000 jobs. What do those numbers mean for interest rates? Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The better-than-expected employment report makes it more likely that the Federal Reserve will stand still at its next meeting later in the month.
The unemployment rate dropped from 4.2 to 4.1%. Turns out almost a third of the food in this country winds up in the garbage. CBS's Michael George.
A UC Davis study found states aren't doing enough to reduce food waste, saying the U.S. will likely fail to reach its goal of cutting food waste in half by 2030. The U.S. generates more food waste than nearly every other country on Earth.
Dow futures down 360. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man was acquitted on all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting in Racine. The four-day trial for Luis Granados III wrapped up yesterday. It included testimony from LaMarion Blair, who faces similar charges. The Kenosha Unified School District will hold more town halls regarding their ask for $115 million. There's a referendum on the February 18th ballot, and last night voters were allowed to get more information. Another session is planned for next week. Two Waukegan Public Works employees were electrocuted yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched an overhead power line during a tree trimming operation. One worker was flown to a hospital, the other by ambulance. Their current conditions aren't known. And a company linked to the Forest County Potawatomi is proposing 215 high-end apartments at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park site. The residential project is part of the larger Greenaway development, transforming the 240-acre area near the interstate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 today. Tonight, clear 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with snow possible. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
It's WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, TGIF. It's Friday.
JoJo was a man who thought he was an owner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back She gets it while she can.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits. Let
just came to see.
Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Half an hour from now, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, first of two today, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish each Monday through Friday. And the Nugget half an hour from now from what basically kind of amounts to a local band, a very popular, very high-profile Chicago band. And it's not Chicago. So the song I'm thinking of that has been on the radio for a while and deserves to be, that's the whole point of the Nuggets, coming up in half an hour on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Love.
tomorrow. Our parents thought they were singing about puppy love. Us kids knew better. But then we didn't tell our parents what it was really talking about, did we? No. Shirelles, now CCR on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Monday, Monday. trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Local news, timeless hits, and a chance to catch up on what's going on out there. Here's another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you missed your chance yesterday, you'll have a few more opportunities to get hip to the financials. The Kenosha Unified School District is seeking voter approval for a $115 million referendum in February. It would provide $23 million annually for 5 years. The district held a session yesterday where they tried to explain what the tax hike would mean. District officials blame state laws for not having enough money. KUSD recently closed several schools and is dealing with enrollment reductions. Domiciles on the former dog track site. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that a company linked to the Forest County Potawatomi community is proposing 215 high-end apartments on the site of the former Dairyland Greyhound Park. The project, part of the larger Greenaway development that's ongoing, still needs approval from the Kenosha Plan Commission. The residential element is just part of the 240-acre redevelopment of the area near the interstate. The entire project calls for residential, commercial, and industrial uses. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 today. Tonight, clear 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with snow possible. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
local news, timeless hits, and a Paul Simon song that predates any hits from Simon and Garfunkel. This by The Circle on WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
is Timeless Hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in a couple of minutes.
Till you came into my life.